Hi, Janelle.
Hi.
I'm Dr. B. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I've got you in today for a head-to-toe, yearly head-to-toe assessment, right? Okay, can you confirm your first name for me?
Janelle.
Okay, and I'm just going to ask you a couple of basic orientation questions to make sure that you're fit to have the assessment performed on you. Do you know what the day of the week is?
It is Wednesday.
Okay, and about what time is it?
It's about 4:30.
Okay, and what city are we in?
Los Angeles.
Okay, so good. You're oriented to person, place, and time. And are you in any pain right now?
A little nausea in my stomach, but okay. Mostly just that.
Okay, gotcha. And do you need any medication before we begin?
No, I'll be fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, a little nausea. And how long has that been going on?
Just a couple weeks.
Okay, so it's been consistent. It's not just like a daily, it's not just today. It's not something you ate per se. Okay, so we'll definitely go through that a little bit because a few weeks of kind of like mild nausea is not typical. Okay. All right, so basically how these exams work, because we haven't seen you before, we're just going to get a basis head to toe, just sort of see how every system is working, make sure that you're feeling good, and that we can have everything on record for as time passes on, if anything pops up. So I'm going to run down the systems, starting with your head. Do you have any dizziness or headaches consistently?
No.
Okay, great. Any trouble with your vision, any blurriness of vision?
No.
Okay, do you wear contact lenses or corrective glasses?
No.
Perfect, so we'll test your vision. Any changes in your smell or taste?
No.
Any trouble breathing through your nose or mouth? Great. Any trouble swallowing? Lumps in the throat? Great. Moving down to your joints, any aches and pains in your shoulders, elbows, wrists, knees?
Not really.
Okay. Not really? Or
I'll do yoga here and there, but...
Okay, and then feel some soreness afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's very much correlated to that.
Yeah.
Great. So speaking of, we'll switch to that for a second. So you do yoga. Do you do any other sort of exercise? Okay. That's fine. Okay. Lungs, any shortness of breath or trouble catching your breath?
No.
Any heart palpitations or feeling like fluttering? No. Great. So you said you were a little bit nausea in your stomach. Do you have any pain, physical pains in your stomach?
Not too much.
Not too much. Okay. And does the nausea seem to have a pattern? Does it happen like after you eat, when you before you've eaten?
Right before I eat, yeah.
Right before you eat. Okay. Like a blood sugar issue. So it feels better after you've eaten something, put something in there. Okay. Great. And any weakness in the arms or legs? Any inability to walk? Okay. All right, so we'll go ahead and proceed with the exam, and I'll sort of ask additional questions as I go down through the systems. And is it okay if I touch you? All right. So I'm going to put on some gloves just to look through the hair. You can just relax and just thoroughly look at the scalp. Any allergies to latex or products, anything like that? Okay. Main thing I'm looking for is just any hidden freckles or moles underneath the scalp. Those are really important to pay attention to. Really good. It's looking at the back of the neck. Any pain here?
Mm-mm.
That's okay. Okay, the skin, keep the eyes closed. I'm going to be shining a light. Just want to look at the for any bruising, anything. You have one nevi right there. Just make sure that has that been there for a long time, this one right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
No changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll just mark that's just 1.5 centimeters or millimeters rather. And that's easy to keep an eye on because it's right there. Mm-hmm. So if any changes, don't hesitate to come in. Watching your pulse. Okay, I'm gonna feel for some lymph nodes here, so you're just gonna feel me make little circles. Shrug your shoulders for me. Okay, and keep them up. Keep them up against my hands. Good. Can you turn your face against my hand? Very good. This way. Very good. Push forward and backwards. Any pain in the neck with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Feel the spine while I'm back here. Just bend forward for me, just sort of like that, exactly, and then your head down. And then just come up slowly, one vertebrae at a time. Okay, spine's good, nice and straight. Anyone ever told you you had scoliosis or curve in the spine?
Like mild scoliosis.
Mild,
as a kid, yeah.
Okay. Feels okay now, not bothering mm-hmm. you now, is it?
No.
Okay, great. Okay, so that's all fine and good. I am going to remove these now, if that's mm-hmm. good with you, now that we're done with hair. So while I'm just focusing on the neck and the skin,
mm-hmm.
I just want you to take a little bit of this water, just hold it in your mouth, fresh glass, no one's used it. Just hold it in your mouth and mm-hmm. then go ahead and swallow for me. Perfect. I'm gonna feel some pulses mm-hmm. starting here. Here. Can you clench your teeth for me? Clench again. Any pain with that?
Mm-mm.
Open and close. A little clicking there on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
One more time. Pain with that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so there's clicking, but it's not bothering you.
Mm-mm.
I'm just gonna feel that masseter muscle then, because mm-hmm. that's really quite a click.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if anything bothers you. I mean, the muscles feel a little tight, but it doesn't feel too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at your eyes now. So if you just look straight over there for me, and this is going to be slightly uncomfortable. I do apologize, but I'm going to shine a light in your eye. Okay, hold it right here. Just look straight ahead still. Just looking for the where. It's shining. Okay. Pupil size. It's about a 7 right now, but the room in here is quite dark, so that's perfect. You see the tip of this pen?
Mm-hmm.
Any double vision with that?
No.
Okay, follow it everywhere it goes, just with your eyes. Don't move your head. Very good. Okay. I want you to stare at this pen and ignore my finger that comes in. Now look at my finger, and back at the pen, back at my finger. Okay. So I'm going to give you a book to read.
Mm-hmm.
So, just this first line here.
I went to management and asked them what their plan was for cleaning up the place.
Pick a slightly different sentence here, slightly bigger words. Can you read that?
Levels of change.
All right. What color is this?
Blue.
Okay. How about this?
Brown.
Yep. And this one?
Red.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. So basic color, ability to differentiate color is good. Okay. So I've got just a little cotton ball here.
Mm-hmm.
Just pulling out a little cotton wisp here. And just again, look straight ahead there. There we go. Good blink. Good blink. Okay. While I have this out, I'm just going to use the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes and just say, okay, when you feel me touch you. Or now, whichever you prefer.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Does this feel the same as that?
Mm-hmm.
Same?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that on your chest there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna just try the arms.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A bit for me, please. The other way? Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The other side now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 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 Okay.
Flip the arm for me.
Okay. 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 Okay.
All right. Very good. Got a slightly harder stimuli here.
Mm-hmm.
It's got two sides. It's got kind of this little soft side and this little sharp side. You feel the difference there?
Yeah.
So I just want you to tell me if it feels sharp or dull.
Sharp. Sharp. Dull. Dull. Sharp. Sharp, dull, sharp, sharp.
Good, take the arm.
Sharp, sharp, dull, dull, sharp.
Okay, the other side. Just relax into me. Focus on just feeling what you're feeling. Sharp.
Do. 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 Sharp. Sharp.
Okay. All right. I've got one last tool here. I just want you to tell me if it feels the same all the way down.
Okay.
So, does that feel the same sharpness?
Mm-hmm.
Same?
Mm-hmm.
Hold down the arm.
Mm-hmm.
And what temperature is that?
Cold. 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 Cold.
Very good. Take a look at your nose. If you can just breathe in one side. Okay, and out. And in the other. So a little more occlusion on that left side. Is that normal for you to have sort of one blocked up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not uncommon. Inside looks good, nice and clear. And you said no issues with smell, change of smell.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Moving on to the ears now. We'll do a hearing test. No pain with any of this, right?
Mm-mm.
Just gonna check those piercings. Those look super well healed, super well taken care of. Same thing here. I'm gonna close this ear up and whisper in this one. Tell me what I'm saying, okay? Repeat after me. L-A-X.
L-A-X.
Okay, the same thing on this side.
J-F-K.
Okay. You hear this buzzing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it on the left side, the right side, or both equally?
The left side more.
Okay, let me try here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both equally.
Equally, okay, mm-hmm. Good. Do you hear that buzzing there?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when it goes away.
No.
Do you still hear it there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same thing here. You hear that there?
Mm-hmm.
So when it goes away?
No.
Still hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Open mind and say, ah, for me. One more time. Good. Can you push your tongue into this side of your mouth? Good, against me. Against me. Puff your cheeks. Don't want to push them. Lift your eyebrows up. Come up there, close your eyes nice and tight, squeeze. I just want to see the symmetry. Okay, very good. So good symmetrical and strength in the face. We're going to move on to the arms and the strength in the arms. So we already did the testing and the sensory, so that's good. So let's try just the strength. So up like this, hold them up, like this, hold them, down like this with your wrists, hold them, up like that, like this. Hold them up. Okay. Can you flip them back and forth?
Mm-hmm.
Touch all your fingers. Okay, let's do your reflexes. Just go nice and loose. Great. Looks like you've got nail polish on, so I just got to do the inside here. Nice and brisk, skin trigger as well. Now let's do the other side. Nice and relaxed. You've got like a little Orion's belt there.
Yeah.
That's fun. Super duper reactive, but that's okay. Okay. going to listen now to your lungs and your heart. So I just want you to breathe normally at first. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to be placing this a couple of places here.
Okay.
Now I want you to take a deep breath and out. One more here and out. Okay. I'm going to be tapping on the chest here, just listening for the sound. On the back as well. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Good expansion. Any pain? Lean forward for me. Any pain with this? Mm-hmm. Okay, kidneys are good then. So you did mention you had having a little bit of nausea, mm-hmm. And that was usually before you ate. Mm-hmm. So that can obviously be caused by a myriad of things. Mm-hmm. A lot of times a little low blood pressure can mm-hmm. trigger that sort of vagus nerve, which can make us feel a little nauseous. It could also just be that you have a little bit more acid in the stomach, mm-hmm. so it's getting sort of churned up yeah. before you eat. And, do you ever find that you get heartburn or indigestion or things like that?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so it could be that, mm-hmm. but obviously you want to be able to be hungry without mm-hmm. being nauseous. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to take a listen here. Everything sounds really good. I think I'll probably just have you try an over-the-counter antacid, mm-hmm. see if that helps. If it doesn't, let's do some more tests. Mm-hmm. But for now, let's move down to the lower body. We're going to just test the reflexes and some strength down there, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Janelle, so I'm just going to have you sort of just keep your heel out, but just relax yourself. Mm-hmm. And down, just relax. Okay. Same thing, this one goes out. There we go. That one's nice and pressed. So let's see if we can get the other one again. Okay. No clonus. Honestly, the other one's just a little bit more reactive. Not a big deal. I'm just going to feel the joints here. Same thing, the elbows. I actually didn't do that earlier. Any pain with that, with the knees?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so when you do yoga, you said you get some aches. Mm-hmm. Where is that generally?
I would say generally like in my arms.
Okay, so mm-hmm. the legs are usually fine. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna move these a little bit. I just wanna feel the joints movement. Okay, and can you push out against me? Pull in against me and up against me here. Put the heel on the ground and up backwards, the foot backwards like this.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, same thing here. Make some movements. And push me out. Pull me in. Push me up. Good. Legs up. Okay. I'm going to roll these up, and we're just going to do that same sensory testing. So just say okay when you feel it.
Okay. 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 Okay.
What does this feel like?
Sharp. Sharp. Do.
Side.
Do. Do. Sharp. Sharp.
All right, so you can feel all that just fine. So the last thing I want to do is just get some measurements of the head, and this is just where we watch especially for swelling mm-hmm. or any changes. Keep the eyes closed, I'm just going to go right over that brow line. A note of those. So like I said, I want to get you on an over-the-counter antacid. I'll print you out a list of ones that I recommend. But otherwise, you are looking pretty good for the year, and we can definitely just schedule you for your yearly, unless we have to do a follow-up for the stomach, okay? Any questions for me?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. It was really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you.